Welcome to the Philadelphia branch of Lighthouse Chapel International, under the leadership of the Presiding Bishop Dag Hayward Mill. This denomination has grown with several branches all over the world. We are delighted to come your way with the anointed Word of God, which is able to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned with your heart to receive God's Word through His servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
So you are all welcome to a happy Salvation Sunday. So I guess the message didn't go around to everyone. Don't worry, we'll have another opportunity. Because I believe, you could sit down, it's fine. Thank you for standing, but you can sit down now. It is something that I believe we'll be doing frequently in the coming year to celebrate our salvation and take the opportunity to invite people to church. Yeah, so it is good to see. Why don't you all stand up and go around, shake somebody and say, Happy Salvation Sunday. Come on, go around, shake someone. Tell them, your neighbor, it's good that God saved me. Today we are going to take a few testimonies. Amen. We're going to take a few testimonies. Very few testimonies. So everybody, get your testimony ready about how you got saved. I can call on anyone. I already hinted a few people. Brother Kweku, you're going to tell us how you got saved. You are begging me. Amen. Wow. White is a very beautiful color, and I believe that you're all looking beautiful. Amen. You're all looking very, very pure. Hallelujah. Let us stand one more time and pray. Let everyone stand to your feet. Let us lift up our hearts and begin to thank God that He saved us. Just lift up your hearts, your voices to Him, and just begin to bless Him for your salvation. Thank Him that He saved you. Thank Him that He saved you. Bless His name for salvation. I tell you, sometimes you just need to look at your friends, look at your relatives, look at people who do not know Jesus Christ around you, and that gives you a picture of what you could have been. So wherever you are this morning, just begin to bless God and honor Him. Give Him praise. Honor Him. Give Him praise for saving you. Thank Him that you are saved. Thank Him that you are heaven bound. Yes. Bless Him this morning. Worship Him for your salvation. Give Him praise. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Lord, this morning as we gather in your presence, dedicating this day to acknowledge our salvation and also to use the opportunity to get others saved, we say, Lord, we are grateful. We are grateful that you saved us. We are grateful that you loved us so much that you gave your only son Jesus to die for us. This morning our hearts are full of gratitude, and I pray that by the end of this service, many more of us will appreciate our salvation. Many more of us would even know the depth of what you have done for us, and may it stimulate us to win souls and to expand your kingdom. For your word says that, Lord, you have reconciled us to God and made us able ministers. You have made us ministers of reconciliation. We are supposed to move forward and share the gospel and let others who are far from you get to know you. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, Thank you. Lift up your voice one more time and ask God to speak to you this morning. Ask Him to impart you. Ask Him for a great impartation. Yes. Lift up your hearts to Him and say, Lord, this morning, speak to me. May I not leave your presence the same. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And all the saints shall say, Amen. All right, you may be seated. Hallelujah. You know, we have one of our bishops, Bishop Ogo. I believe a lot of us know him. And he's had a camp with us before. We had a very beautiful camp here in Pennsylvania. And Bishop always tells a story, or he brings it every now and then, that he was talking to him one day. And he said to him that you do not appreciate your salvation. And I believe that a lot of us are in that position. We do not appreciate our salvation. But you know, you don't have to look far. Sometimes you have to look even at your own family. Just look at your family. I don't know your family. I'm just using this as an example. Look at your family. And you will begin to see the difference between you and other people who have the same last name. Is it not true? Yeah. Or go a step further and look at your colleagues, your classmates, people that you went to school with, or you were around, groups that you used to belong to. You see, and you can see clearly that, in fact, God has done a good thing. Yes. Some of us could be drug addicts. Some of us could be thieves. Or corrupt politicians. But the Lord saved us. And that is why we need to be grateful. We need to be grateful. We need to be grateful. Now, gratitude without corresponding action is also not gratitude. Yeah. You cannot say that you are grateful to someone and you do not show it. Yeah. So one of the reasons also why we are saying, or I'm saying this morning, that we do not even show gratitude is also because we do not have a corresponding action. Yes. That we claim that we are. If I say, how many of you are grateful for your salvation? Let's see my hands. How many of you are? Don't be shy because of what I said. Just look. How many of us are grateful for our salvation? Yeah. So the next question is, how do you show your gratitude? How do you show your gratitude? Yes. Brother Piero, are you ready to share? I hit a few people with a surprise that they'll share their side. So come on, put your hands together for Brother Piero. I want him to share briefly. Can I have another mic? Which one is working? Briefly, how he got saved. How he got saved. And then after that, I need a lady. Either you volunteer, I'll call you. Now, Makaria, you speak all the time. I want somebody who has not been speaking.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Everything started with the son of my aunt.
Yes, the son of your aunt, okay.
Yeah, so he received the law, and then he was in the capital and living with my uncle.
So when you say capital, you mean Togo?
Lome.
Lome of Togo.
Togo.
Okay.
And I mean, then he had a big persecution with my uncle because all the time when my uncle see him, he's been reading the Bible, and then also been praying in tongue. And then my uncle was so mad because he said, I brought you all the way far from the village to come over here to go to school.
Took the capital to go to school.
To go to school, okay. To become something more than I. But all the time when I see you, instead of reading, instead of learning, I see you all the time with the Bible. Mm. And all the time you leave the house, join prayer meeting, prayer night. And then it was a big persecution. And then my uncle told him that either you're going to choose to go to school, follow my instruction, or you're going to follow the Bible and you're going to be out from the house.
So choose you this day whom you will serve, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, that kind of message.
But he kept doing the same thing, and then my uncle got mad and then kicked him out. So he had to come back to the city where I was and then stay with his mom. So he came to me and then shared with me the word of
salvation.
And then I said no, and then I told him. But at that time, we were all Catholic. So I was baptized, confirmation, and communion. Okay. And then I said, I don't want to go get in any trouble with with my family. No. And then I say, when you finish your school and then you are working, so then you can do whatever you want to do. So then one day,
one day.
So I was in my dad's living room, and then a voice came to me. And then he said, go take your Bible. And then at that time, I do not have a Bible, only a New Testament.
Okay.
You know, at that time, they even said that when you carry a Bible, you'll be reading, you're going to be
mad.
Fool. Yeah, it's not everybody who read their Bible. So you have the small New Testament. And then that was fine. I don't even know where I put it. So, and then the thing keep telling me, go find your Bible right now. So I go find the small New Testament. And then the voice again tell me, open Luke chapter
6,
verse 46. And then over there, they say in French, that's the verse that I like.
You can quote it in French.
Pourquoi m'appelez-vous Seigneur, Seigneur, et ne faites-vous pas ce que je dis? Tout homme qui vient à moi écoute mes paroles et les met en pratique. I'm going to explain it in English.
Yes.
So he said, why are you calling me Lord, Lord? And you are not doing what I say. So anyone who come to me have to listen to my words and practice it. And then I start crying. So I see myself like, so if I pass at that time, so I'm going to see the face of the Lord. So my heart broken, I was crying. Then I immediately run and go and see my aunt's son.
Okay.
And told him what happened to me. So then he explained to me. Then I received the law. And then when I received the law, so then my heart, peace come back to my heart. So that's the way I started follow the
law. Wow. Amen. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. So are you grateful?
But I will say not
the you are way not I, as grateful
not,
as you
not,
should.
Not the way I suppose.
Well, today is changing. Is it not? I said today is changing.
Amen.
Yeah. You see, his salvation was dramatic. A verse came to him, a voice, almost like Saul, who became Paul, isn't it? Almost like that. A voice came, and he broke down and he cried. That's dramatic. But not all of us have that experience. For some of us, it's just going to be a simple preaching in church. So, Brother Piero, try and be grateful. Amen. All right, put your hands together for him one more time. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll take one more testimony from a lady. I'll give you the opportunity. But, you know, back to this gratefulness business. Let's turn our Bibles to Luke. Is there anybody here who was invited to the service by a church member? I can't see any new face. You see? So, one of the things also that one of the reasons we also do this is also to show our gratitude in the sense of also inviting people. All right? So I know this time round it was just a 1 week's notice, but we're going to set date on our calendar where we're going to have happy Salvation Sundays. And you plan ahead and invite someone to show your gratitude of how God saved you. Is that a great idea? Lift up your hand and say, Lord, help me to show more gratitude by inviting people to church. In Jesus' name, God will help us. I said God will help us. Let's turn our Bibles to Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7. Let me share with you a little simple story to emphasize what I'm saying. Is there a lady here who would like to share how they got born again? Any lady? We've had one brother and one sister. Anybody about how they got saved? Sister Makaria wants to do it, but I'm blocking her. All right. They beg for her. So Sister Makaria, put your hands together for Sister Makaria as she comes to share about her salvation.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'll try and make it short. But
yes, 5 minutes you have.
Okay. In the nutshell, I used to be one of those Christians.
No. Were you a bad girl before?
Yes.
You were a bad girl before, okay.
Yes.
You see, sometimes you must share your reality. Don't make it look like you were born an angel. That is what makes salvation powerful. Yeah. I have a pastor friend, very good friend. If I mention his name, some of you will know him. He was a bad boy, you know. And I keep telling him that, Charlie, share the thing. Share that. Let people know how you were in the clubs. You know, you used to get drunk. And, you know, he used to tell me that even his friends could not trust their girlfriends with him. You know, you can't say that I'm coming. You can't leave your girlfriend with him for 5 minutes. Because in 5 minutes, he will slay her. Bad boy. And you see, yeah. Sometimes when you share these things with people, it makes it look real. Then they'll see that there's hope. Hey, and you today, you're a pastor. Today, you are singing. So make it nice. Tell us some truth. Want to hear some truth.
So I grew up going to the Catholic Church, but I don't think I was not born again, not that I think. I used to go to church. It was like family tradition. But I think at that time, I used to be okay, because maybe mommy and daddy were there. So I didn't get involved in a lot of stuff. Anyway, a door opened to come to the USA. When I came to America, I made some very bad friends.
Mm.
Bad friends. So we used to live in an apartment. We were like six girls in the apartment. And at first, I was the only one who would not go out. So everybody would say they are going out to the clubs and everything. And I was the only one who used to say, no, I'm not going, you know.
Are there some young ones here? Yeah. Yeah. Have you felt like that before? Yeah.
You know, I was the only one who would stay, and I would say, no, I'm not going. And then during that time, I'll call my mom, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on here. And then with pressure, so I'm trying to fast forward. With pressure, the people were saying that, hey, you want to become a nun or what, you know, and stuff like that. So because I wasn't also strong, you know, I gave in at some point. So I started going out. We were going to clubs. Let me tell you.
Give us one name of the club, one club.
One of the clubs we used to go to was called Third World.
What again?
Third World.
Third World. Yeah,
Third World.
Is it here in Philadelphia? How many of you here know Third World?
Brother Solomon. No.
Who? Brother Solomon. Kofi, Brother Solomon, Brother Harry. Hey! When I call for people to come and give testimony, you won't come. But you know Third World. Hey! Julia, you know Third World. Have you been there before? You went to drink there. Put your hands together for Julia. Kofi Nyamicha, do you know Third World? Nat, you must know Third World.
Because he was in New York. Maybe.
He was in New York. So which club do you know in New York?
Okay.
All right, go on.
Okay, so you know, I became a regular with my friends. We used to go Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. We were there. So the DJ, his name was DJ Jimmy. He even knew where my birthday was. So when it was my birthday, he would dedicate a song.
Everybody say, "Hey!" Today, look at her, pastor's wife, on her way to become a lady pastor, singing. Wow.
So, you know, in all that, that was my life. And, you know, I could tell you so many stories. Out of some of those friends that I had and the ones that were in other places, actually a friend of mine got killed by, you know, her boyfriend and all that. a lot of things happened. And out of those six of us, some just have children, nobody's married, and I'm the only one. So everything, fast forward, everything changed. As I was working at my last job, I saw Aunt Esther was there, and she always used to come talking to people, and people used to be so annoyed, and they used to talk to her and say, oh, look at that lady and her hips. They were always talking about her. So, but for some reason, I just used to respond to her nicely, you know. So she said, would you come to church? I said, oh yeah, I'll come. I never came. So, but she kept on, you know, calling me, you know, when she sees me.
So listen here. Those of you who invite people and they don't come, don't give up. Yeah. You have to work until they come. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how she ended up here. Go on, please. Yeah.
She kept inviting me, calling me. It came to a point where she even asked me, where do you stay? I just want to come and see you. She came to my place. And then at that time, I was living by myself in my apartment. So when she came, I would give an excuse that I don't do dishes the whole week. So on Sunday, I have to wash my dishes. I'm not coming. So then she will come on Saturday and do all the dishes.
Hey! She'll come and do it. This is what we call an akazo. She'll come and do the dishes for her.
Yeah. And vacuum the place. And then she.
We have a friend who one day even said, not a friend, but one of our members who actually took off his shoes. Because a person was giving excuse, I don't have shoe today. He said, where my shoe? Let's go. That's how far people can go. Yeah. Go on, please.
So I came to church. She wasn't even able to witness to me per se. She just said, come to church. You get it? So I came to church on the Sunday. The first Sunday I came. Then the second Sunday, Reverend did it. I think the first Sunday he did an altar call, but I was just sitting there. The second Sunday he did an altar call, and I was very shy. But I say the prayer in my heart, and I know that that's when I really got born again, on the second Sunday when I came to Lighthouse in the congregation. I didn't want to come forward. You know what I mean? You know, I was just thinking that I don't want to take a step, but I really received Jesus Christ in
my
heart.
So you got born again in the church?
Yes. I was sitting there. Yes. I remember. I was sitting next to Sylvia somewhere back there in our own street church. And I think that's when I felt a change. And immediately, everything for me became very fast. Immediately, as I would just hear Reverend speak, I fell in love with Pastor Benny Hinn. I started to read Good Morning, Holy Spirit. Within like, I think a month or two, Reverend called me one Wednesday. He's like, do you want to receive speaking tongues? I started speaking in tongues. And then I used to have powerful times with Benny Hinn in the house as I was reading the book, Good Morning, Holy Spirit. And I immediately got exposed to, at that time it was Bishop Doug, it was Bishop, yeah, you know, some of the messages. And at that time I used to listen to them. They were like CDs. And I would listen to them in the car, I would listen to them in the house. And it just, everything was growing. And then it just seemed like I lost contact with my friends, you know, some of my friends up to now, yeah, I think it's now a little bit jealousy. They don't like to really talk to me. But you know, I tried to tell them to come to church. They didn't want to come. One of them came one time, and then she didn't like it. She did, you know, she went away. So out of all the friends, I'm the only one who could say that, you know, I've been married well. I could say that, you know, truly, truthfully, I think that if I had lived that life, probably by now, I'll probably maybe have HIV or something, seriously. Yeah. Because, like, in Zimbabwe, it's something that's very common. So it's not like you go looking for it, but you know, you might just find the wrong person and then you have it. So
how many of you here feel that if the Lord had not saved you, you would have caught some STD or something? I mean, truthfully, how many of you? Eh? Some of you are very holy. Yeah. Or been a drug addict. Hey, please finish.
So I just want to say that I'm really, really grateful. And I try in my personal life, but when I hear Reverend saying that, you know, we should really be grateful, I think I could do more. But sometimes when I go, I try to identify people like myself, especially some young people. Wherever I find myself, I you know, when I was working, I would always call people and talk to them and say, you know, you can change. And a lot of times the things that people do is out of pressure. It's really out of pressure, and sometimes it's out of ignorance. But as you keep pressing, like today I invited two people, I don't see them, but I will not give up, because if Aunt Esther had given up one time, I would not be standing here. And my life has just become so beautiful. I'm married to my husband. I'm my husband's first love, you know? It's like,
wow.
It's just like,
hallelujah.
So beautiful.
I think you should sing us one of the Zion songs. Pick one and sing before I continue.
1, 2. Yeah, yeah. Stir it up. The gift of God, you must stir it up. Come on, brother. Come on and stir it up. Oh, oh yeah. The gift of God, you must stir it up. Can we start all over, please? Start all over. Stir it up. The gift of God, you must stir it up. Come on, brother. Come on and stir it up. Oh, oh yeah. The gift of God, you must stir it up. Oh, you must stir it up. It's been a long, long time since I called you and I chose you. Oh, yeah. I placed my call upon your life. I gave you a gift. The gift of the Holy Spirit. Now it's time for you to stir it up. Oh, 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 yeah. The gift of God, you must stir it up. Oh, you must stir it up. Yeah, yeah. Come on and stir it up. Yeah. The gift of God, you must stir it up. Oh, mama. Yeah. Can't you see? You're getting a little bit older. How long is it gonna take for you to see? And how much more time do you need to stir up the gift? You've got to use the gift God gave to you. Come on and stir it up. Oh, my, my, my. The gift of God, you must stir it up. Oh, you gotta stir it up. Oh, 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 eh, eh, come on and stir it up. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The gift of God, you must stir it up. Do you remember how I called you when you were so young? You were so fresh and you were so excited. The gifts and callings, they are without repentance. If I make you a prophet, you will always be a prophet. Come on and stir it up. Oh, my, my, my. The gift of God, you must stir it up. You gotta stir it up. You gotta stir it up. Oh, oh, come on and stir it up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The gift of God, you must stir it up. So ask yourself why so few are chosen. And have you ever asked why so few are shining? They have neglected the gifts I put in them. See, many are called, but few are chosen. You must stir up the gift and believe in the call. You must use the gifts, obey the call, and stir up the gift. Come on and stir it up. Oh, yeah, yeah. The gift of God, you must stir it up. Oh, you gotta stir it up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on and stir it up. Oh, my, my. The gift of God, you must stir. Come on, sister. Come on, brother. Come on, come on, come on, come on and stir it up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The gift of God, you must stir it up. You must stir it up. You gotta stir it up. The gift of God, and stir it up. Stir it up. Stir it up. The gift of God, you gotta stir it up. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh. Come on and stir it up.
Wow. Stir it up, isn't it? Can you imagine Sister Macaria singing the opposite of this song in that club? What's the name of the club again? Third World. But look at what the Lord has done. It is marvelous. Put your hands together again for Jesus. Let me share with you a little scripture and then we'll end. Luke chapter 7, quickly. Are you in Luke chapter 7? Verse 37. We all know this story. It says, and behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet, behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with ointment. If you can understand this, a woman's hair is the most precious part of her. It's her covering. Yes. That is why women, when they are even broke, your hair is shiny. Sometimes I meet women who say they can't buy medication. But when you look at them, look at their hair, you wonder, how can you not buy medication? But the hair. Somebody say the hair. So this woman actually was using a very precious part of hair. And also using a precious ointment on Jesus. Then verse 39 says, and when the Pharisees had bidden him, saw it, the ones who invited him, he spake within himself, that's the Pharisee, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touched him, for she is a sinner. Those are the people that we need to relate to, not the perfect ones. I'm not saying we shouldn't relate to the perfect ones. But this is Jesus. Jesus had relationships, good relationships, with bad people to influence them. Yeah. You know, one day somebody was talking, not just one day, a lot of people tell me, do you know your church members, do you know what they've been doing? Whether I know it or I don't know, if the Lord has revealed it to me or hasn't revealed it to me. My role as a pastor is to love you, irrespective of your mistakes. I make mistakes too. I'm not perfect. Yeah. That is why I don't give up on people. I'll keep working on you and pushing. Yeah. If I give up on you, it means that the thing has gone very far. And I'm beginning to lose time. So I need to sometimes, because sometimes also I give up so I can pay attention to other people and help them. But I don't easily give up on people. So they are saying, this woman is a sinner. Verse 40. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on. So Jesus began to illustrate with a parable. He said, there was a certain creditor which had two debtors. Eh? Had two debtors. So it's like Citibank, and you owe them. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. May you receive supernatural debt cancellation. I said, may you receive supernatural debt cancellation. It's possible. I said, it's possible. If the head of an axe can float in water, I saw that in my Bible. Do you see that in your Bible? If the axe, the head of an axe, metal, iron, can float, supernaturally, your debt can be canceled. I've had many testimonies of cancellation of debt. You are next in line. I said you are next in line. Sometimes you don't believe some of these supernatural things. But your debt will shrink and shrink and shrink and you'll see that it's gone. Just stop creating more. Did you hear what I said? I didn't hear an amen. I said stop creating more debt. 43. Simon answered and said, I suppose he to whom he forgave most. Is it not natural? Huh? Yeah. Your the function of how much you love depends on how much is also forgiven. Or your the function of how much you love a person also is a function of your indebtedness to the person. And therefore how much you feel that you owe the person. Do you understand? So he says, Jesus said, you judge rightly. Of course, the one that most was forgiven will love the most. Then he turned back to the woman and said unto Simon, verse 44, seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou givest me no water for my feet. But she had washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou givest me no kiss. Oh. Some of us, Jesus is expecting us to kiss him. Yeah. In fact, he's been waiting for a long time for your kiss. Your intimacy with him. Your worshiping him. Your loving him. Your tears over him. Emotionally. Yeah. But we cry about other things. And we cry about foolish, you know, even Christmas movies. I watch it. You have never shed a tear, not a drop of water, because of Jesus. No water has ever come from you, either from your eyes or from your eyebrows or your forehead. Not a drop of H2O water. But Jesus said, thou gavest me no kiss. 45. But this woman, since the time I came, he had not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman had anointed my feet with ointment. Service. Yeah. Service. Service. I haven't seen Jesus before. When do I pour oil on him and wipe his feet with my hair? I haven't seen him. Have you seen him? You know they are talking, have you seen him? No. But Jesus said, in as much as you do this to this, once you do it unto me. The beggar by the roadside that you ignored. The person that was sitting in a subway with you. That you ignored. The person that you work with all this while, that you have ignored, even when you have been prompted by Jesus or been prompted by the Holy Ghost to invite to church, you keep ignoring. And you are asking the question, Jesus, when did I meet you? When did I ever have the opportunity to pour oil or ointment on your feet? When did I have the opportunity to wipe your feet with the most precious part of me? Let me ask this question again. When did you get the opportunity to spend even money on ministry? Something that will benefit the kingdom. Something that would help somebody get saved. Something that will help somebody know Jesus like you know Jesus. Many times we are just content with what we have. Yes. You're enjoying your marriage. You're enjoying your relationship. You're enjoying your family. Sometimes you don't even appreciate and even recognize what is even keeping you together. Yeah. Church. Ministry. 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 Some of you just call, Reverend, can you please talk to my wife? Can you please talk to my husband? And we talk, and within 2-3 days, there's mission in the church. But do you know how many people out there need even a little talk? Somebody they can't talk to. Somebody who can speak into their lives. And we are happy. We're happy. That is why today we say, wear white, white. Or wear something with white. And appreciate your salvation. Yes. So 46 again says, my head with oil thou didst anoint. But this woman had anointed my head with oil thou didst not anoint. So he said, you having anointed my head with oil. You have not anointed my head. You have not anointed my head with oil. But this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. 47. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins which are many are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. Look at that last part. It says, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. You see, so your attitude of loving little is a function of your feeling also that you are nothing much has been forgiven you. Yes. That is why when very bad people get saved, you see that there's all they also take the thing to another level. Yeah. I had a friend, Reverend Abraham. Pastor Abraham, he died. Was my very good friend. When the church started years ago, he was in my ministry, the prayer ministry, in New York. Yeah. Muslim. Thick Muslim. Who gave up Islam at the expense of being, you know, disowned by his family. Yes. Yes. The day he got born again, few weeks ago, he was asked, what do you want to do? He says, he just what did he even say? Yeah, he says, I just want to clean the floor, the church. I just want to be there. Just clean the floor. When he talked to his wife about even before he died suddenly. You could see that he was more than ready for heaven. He wake up in the morning and said, please sing me that hymn. That hymn, sing me that hymn. Sing me that hymn, sing me that hymn. Wife would just sing to him. Yeah. When he talks to me, he doesn't care. I say, I want to go to heaven now. Yeah. We don't appreciate it. We don't appreciate it. You don't appreciate how much God has forgiven you. You don't appreciate. That's why I'm saying that. When Sister Makaria was sharing, she said, just even looking at her friends, the people in a group, can see the difference. You know, I'm almost tempted to sing a hymn the other way. Count your blessings, name them one by. I feel like singing the other way. That count your sins, name them one by one. Nipale riiko tunche listom prekikala rapayende songro. So you would see one by one on your fingers how much has been forgiven you. Then you will realize the saying that him that much is forgiven, loveth much. You don't know how much has been forgiven you. Forgotten how you used to get drunk. You forgot it. Some forgot it. You forgotten how your marriage used to be in a turmoil, fighting, quarreling. You forgot. You forgot it perhaps that you didn't even have a child. But the Lord blessed your womb. Blessed your womb. Opened you the opportunity for you to have a child. Gratitude. 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 You are taking for, you know, you are for granted even the things in your life. That is why we are struggling with church growth. But when you are grateful, you cannot wait to tell the next person, Let's go to church. Oh, come meet my Jesus. Come meet the one that has made a difference in my life. Come meet the one that has changed me. Come meet the one that has turned my life around. Come meet the one that has made a big difference in my life. You don't have that. So he says, the one that much has been forgiven, loved much. Yes. And don't tell me that all of us don't have much that has been forgiven us.
Yes.
So the key is you are failing to realize the much that has been forgiven you. But I see this changing. I said, I see this changing. The next time we have Happy Salvation Sunday, it shall not be you alone, because you would invite people. You would invite people. You would invite people. Yes. Yes. Julian, do you appreciate your salvation?
Yeah. I've watched him. Very young guy. Very young. By the way, he's single. So the sisters who need a beloved.
I recommend him. Yes, I recommend him. Let it be known, and I recommend Julian. Yes. He's a son in the house. Loves the Lord. Fastest. He will fast every Friday. Saturday, let's go out. Yes. Very enthusiastic, like Sister Celine. Enthusiastic. Let's win souls. Yeah. I'm sure he recognizes how much has been forgiven him. And he loves the Lord. May you love the Lord. I said, may you love the Lord. May your heart go for the Lord and go all out for Jesus. Love the Lord and serve him. Yes. Wipe his feet with your tears. Yes. All of you, try and cry for Jesus one of these days. Yeah. Worship him till tears come. It's also another level. It's not only movies that should make you cry. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift up your hands and just begin to bless the name of the Lord. Begin to bless him. Begin to bless him. Begin to bless him. Give him praise for your salvation. I believe that now you even understand it better and you appreciate your salvation even more and will do something more to show gratitude of your salvation, of your salvation, of your salvation, of your salvation. Come on, just bless the name of the Lord. Bless his name. Bless his name. Say, thank you, Lord, that you saved me, that you loved me so much, that you saved me, you died for my sins. I appreciate the salvation for taking me out, translating me from the kingdom of darkness, from the kingdom of the enemy into the kingdom of your glorious Son. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We give you praise and we give you honor in the name of Jesus. And all the saints shall say amen. Hallelujah. You know, I feel like doing something again. Close your eyes. If you are here today and you want to rededicate your life to God, you want to say to the Lord that, Lord, I want a fresh start with you. I want to walk with you in a different way. This is the day. Wherever you are, just lift up your hand. You're watching us by live stream. You can also pray this prayer. If you sit it, close your eyes, please, everyone. Don't look around. Don't look around. It's an instruction. Close your eyes tight. Don't look around. If you are here like that, I want to pray with you. Just lift up that hand. I want to pray with you. 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 I want to say, I see that hand. I want to pray with you. There's a reason why God made me interrupt. I was almost going to close. But I felt in my heart do this. I see that hand. Anybody else? Anybody else? Close your eyes. Don't look around. I want us all to say this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I have not walked with you as I ought to. So this morning, I ask you, Lord, to forgive me, to cleanse me, wash me. I rededicate my life to you, and I want to walk afresh with you. Thank you for a new day, a new day, a new day. Anoint me afresh in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. All right, let's take our offering quickly. No, tithes. If you're paying your tithes, come up. If you're paying your tithes, just come up quickly. Paying your tithes, come up quickly.